Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting third. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gil Hodges. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Don Demeter. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Pignatano. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Maury Wills. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sandy Koufax. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Sandy Koufax. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Averill. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ellsworth. And now, play ball. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gilliam hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Neal batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Neal takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zimmer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bauschi strikes out. There goes Altman. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Banks is walked intentionally. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Altman scores. Banks moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pignatano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Jerry Kindle batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kindle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Kindle. The throw from Pignatano and he is out, Wills applying the tag. 2 outs. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ellsworth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There goes Wills. The throw from Averill and he is safe. Wills steals second. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Koufax strikes out. 1 out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 1 in the game. Gilliam hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas. Gilliam reaches second base with a double. Wills scores. It's Dodgers, 1, Cubs, 1. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Gilliam. The throw from Averill and he is safe. Gilliam steals third. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Neal is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Neal strikes out. 2 outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gilliam scores. It's 2-1, Dodgers. Frank Howard batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Howard for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn strikes out. 1 out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman strikes out. 2 outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bauschi is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauschi hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Don Demeter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Demeter is 0 for 1 in the game. Demeter takes first base on ball 4. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pignatano is 0 for 1 in the game. Pignatano takes first base on ball 4. Demeter moves to second. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Wills is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Pignatano moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Banks is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a pop-up towards first. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a pop-up towards first. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Koufax is 0 for 1 in the game. Koufax strikes out. 1 out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gilliam is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gilliam strikes out. 2 outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Neal is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Zimmer hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ellsworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellsworth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Ashburn picks up the ball and throws it away. That's a triple and an error on Ashburn. Davis moves all the way to home. It's 3-1, Dodgers. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. Howard hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hodges is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodges strikes out. 2 outs. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Demeter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Demeter hits a line drive into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman strikes out. 1 out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0 for 2 in the game. Bauschi takes first base on ball 4. Ashburn moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wills throws to second for 1. And Neal throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Ashburn scores. Banks moves to second. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 3-2, Dodgers. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Koufax fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Pignatano hits a pop-up towards third. Zimmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Wills is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wills bunts towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koufax is 0 for 2 in the game. Koufax hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jim Gilliam batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gilliam is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill hits a pop-up towards third. Gilliam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Zimmer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Zimmer is 0 for 2 in the game. Zimmer takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Zimmer. The throw from Pignatano and he is out, Neal applying the tag. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kindle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Neal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zimmer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zimmer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Howard is 0 for 3 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hodges is 0 for 3 in the game. Hodges takes first base on ball 4. Howard moves to second. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Demeter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hegan pinch hits for Dick Ellsworth. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hegan strikes out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Pignatano fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett pinch hits for George Altman. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gurnett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Seth Moorhead now pitching. Bob Will now playing right field. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Pignatano is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Pignatano hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wills is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Koufax is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Koufax takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gilliam batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gilliam is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gilliam hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bauschi is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bauschi strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Dodgers, 3, Cubs, 3. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Averill is 0 for 3 in the game. Averill hits a line drive towards left. Davis chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on Davis. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Zimmer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Zimmer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Neal strikes out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Howard is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zimmer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kindle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kindle takes first base on ball 4. Bob Will batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Will bunts towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to first for the out. Kindle moves to second. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Ashburn is walked intentionally. Walt Morin pinch hits for Seth Moorhead. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Kindle. The throw from Pignatano and he is out, Gilliam applying the tag. Ashburn moves to second. 2 outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Don Elston now pitching. Gil Hodges batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hodges is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Hodges hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bausch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Demeter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Rosporo pinch hits for Joe Pignatano. John Rosporo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rosporo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Zimmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Snyder pinch hits for Maury Wills. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. John Rosporo now catching. Bob Lillis now playing shortstop. Ed Bausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bausch is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Bausch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bausch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Koufax is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Koufax strikes out. One out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilliam is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gilliam hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk, Neal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Elston fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Averill is 0 for 4 in the game. Averill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Neal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Zimmer is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Zimmer hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Lillis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kindle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kindle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Howard is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Howard strikes out. One out. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hodges is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk, Hodges takes first base on ball 4. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Demeter is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Demeter strikes out. two outs. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Roseboro is 0-for-1 in the game. Roseboro hits a pop-up towards first. Bausch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Will is 0-for-0 in the game. Will strikes out. 1 out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-2 in the game. With 3 walks. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Elston strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Bob Lillis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lillis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Koufax is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Koufax bunts in front of the plate. Averill scoops up the ball and tags Koufax for the out. 1 out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gilliam is 1-for-6 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gilliam hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Neal is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Bausch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bausch is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Bausch takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Bausch moves to second. Ed Roebuck now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Bausch. The throw from Roseboro and he is safe. Bausch steals third. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas is walked intentionally. Banks moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Averill is 0-for-5 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Zimmer hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Bausch scores. Banks moves to third. Thomas moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Los Angeles Dodgers, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.